This is The Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kilohertz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.
This is station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes.
Estación de la Alegría, The Happy Station Show. Hello, hello, hello everyone. Welcome to The Happy Station Show, broadcasting to North America via the transmitters of Radio Miami in the USA, but coming to you from a studio all the way in Taipei, Taiwan. It's going to be a lot of fun over the next 55 minutes as we have a packed program again. And we're going to have three special guests on the show today to talk about a group from the United States that was once interviewed on the Happy Station, but I'll tell you more about that later on in the show. We also have some other things as well. Bob Zanotti is going to be back. And why is he back this time? Well, you have to stay tuned and find out. It seems that last week, the program that was, last week was a rebroadcast of the show from March 12th. But on March 12th, a lot of people said that they had trouble listening to the program at 1 hour UTC on shortwave, that they did much better at 15 hours UTC. So hopefully reception right now is coming in clear and strong for you. And for those who are logged on to the WRMI website at www.wrmi.net, good listening to you, and hopefully it's not jammed up like it was during the first show. A few people wrote in, not just to me, but also to Jeff White at WRMI, saying, your server is down. And Jeff went, no, he just thinks that maybe too many people were logging in. But he told me that apparently the problem of the bandwidth is fixed now, so there shouldn't be any problems at all. So good listening to wherever you are in the world. And I was amazed, actually, to go through the amount of correspondence that has come in, not just from the United States, where we're only on shortwave at the moment, but also in Australia and Russia. But we'll get to that later on in the program. So let's kick off with our first piece of music. Now, this is a group that may not be so well known in the United States. They're called the Springfields. No connection with the town Springfield on The Simpsons. This is actually the Springfields, a singing group from the 1960s from the UK. There's one singer from the group who became a solo artist, a very popular solo artist in her own right, Dusty Springfield, when she was doing a song by Burt Bacharach and Hal David and doing a lot of R&B and soul and everything else. But before she did any of that, she was a folk singer with a group that was also founded by her brother, Tom Springfield, a well-known British composer. So here they are with Foggy Mountaintop on The Happy Station and La Estación de la Alegría. Springfield with Foggy Mountaintop, featuring a very young Dusty Springfield. Now, if you want to get in touch with us here on the Happy Station Show, there's a few ways to do so. Now, I'll explain all of them. Number one is Facebook. If you go to Facebook, and if you're already a member of Facebook, just do a search for The New Happy Station Show and join the group, and you can put your message up there. And messages will be used on the show. And of course, if you have any pictures or scanned pictures of some old QSL cards that you received many years ago from maybe Eddie Starts or Tom Meyer, do post them. You're more than welcome to. Okay, so that's the first way. The second way is by email. And the email address is very easy to remember. It's PCJ, which is the old call sign for Philips Radio. So it's PCJ.happystation@gmail.com. I'll say that one more time, pcj.gmail@happystation. Wait a second, I'm getting confused now. I'm sorry, I was reading something else. I'll say it again, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That again, I'll stop being silly, pcj.happystation happystation@gmail.com. You know, I said to myself, one of these days, I'm going to forget it. And I was paying attention to something else that we have coming up in the show. And sure enough, I think I made a total fumble of it. Now, if you do send an email, you are also more than welcome to send a recorded message that will be used on the listener's corner. All you have to do, set up your computer microphone, record a message up to, let's say, 2 minutes. And it could be a memory that you had of the Happy Station or a greeting that you want to wish other Happy Station listeners. So it's open mic up to 2 minutes. Send it along as an MP3. And if it's not used in the next show on April the 8th, don't worry, because that means we had too many that came in. So it will be used on the following program. But of course, send it along and we will definitely, definitely use it. So let's now go to a batch of messages that came in. Now, we're going to rebroadcast the ones that I used at 1 hour UTC for the reason that some people may or probably not have heard them. So we're going to first go off to Anna Jackson in California. She's a well-known Canadian jazz singer. She's currently in California recording a new album. Adam Smith in Washington, D.C. Bert Karthauser, also in the United States, Beta Wayne in Montreal, Canada, and then finally a message in Cantonese from Felix Chung, who used to listen to the Happy Station with his father in the 1980s, all the way in Hong Kong.
Hi, I'm Anna Jackson, and I'd like to wish all the Happy Station Show listeners around the world some PCJ, meaning peace, cheer, and joy, for the return of the longest-running shortwave program, The Happy Station Show.
Hello, my name is Adam Smith from Renton, Washington, United States. I want to congratulate the Happy Station coming back on the air. I'm a longtime shortwave listener, and I'll be listening to you on my Grundig Satellite 800. Congratulations again, and look forward to hearing the show.
I love to listen to Tom Meyer back in the late 60s and early 70s. I had a Radio Shack DX150A radio when I was a kid. I have a QSL card from the Happy Station showing the bluebirds of happiness in flight, flying an ever-widening circle from the station in Hilversum, Holland. I imagine it to be a very nice place, as Tom would sing out, come to Holland, on the air, and Tom would play recordings from the Dutch mechanical street organs, which he seemed to be very fond of himself. I remember thinking that he was a one-man preservation society. The transmitter for Radio Netherlands, as Tom pronounced it, was in the Dutch Antilles of Bonaire, which is just off the Venezuelan coast. So the signal came booming into Wisconsin, where I lived, and it would skip off the ionosphere just right, almost always, so it would be just like listening to an AM radio station in my bedroom, and I would listen transfixed for the announcement of my birthday, which was only made when my birthday fell on a Sunday by Tom. So that was very exciting as a kid growing up. Tom always sounded cheery and uplifted as he broadcasted his show, and as I was listening a third of the way around the globe, it was just an amazing thing to me. So it's great to hear that the Happy Station is back on the air again, or as I should say, the new Happy Station. Congratulations all. Thanks so much.
From Tom Meyer to Keith Perrault, yes, the Happy Station has a new host. And I'm Beta Wayne in Montreal, Canada, wishing you the very best, Keith.
Hello, everyone. Hello, everywhere. This is Felix Chung in Hong Kong. 在这里我就想祝 Tom Meyer 他退休之后总望过以前生活开开心心事事顺利， 也祝各位 Happy Station Show 的听众生活愉快。 在这里也祝73岁的 Tom Meyer 回归 Happy Station Show 的时候 精精神神， 充满活力。
Okay, special thanks to all of you who sent in a recorded message today. And if I didn't use yours today, it will be used on the next show on April the 8th. And the email address to send it to is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. Now time for a little bit more music from Sweden. We're going to take a listen to Brett Damberg and a song which is a lot of fun called Johan Pa Snip and Twist.
Min älskling och jag skulle ut och slå runt och dansa i folkparken sen till sist. Men han tyckte alltid så kortigt var strunt och jag tyckte alltid så twist var trist. Först tog vi och sled och kvart istället i varandra. Ingen ville vika sig och följa med den andra. Men sedan löste vi twisten med list. Vi dansar Johan på snippet twist. Först tog vi och sled och kvart istället i varandra. Ingen ville vika sig och följa med den andra. Men sedan löste vi twisten med list. Vi dansar Johan på snippet twist. Dansbanor fanns det i parken förstås, men vi svängde om mitt emellan dem. Ett kultiskt kapell spelade poppis för oss och från ett gitarrgängen twister kom. Först då vi var sned och var istället i varandra. Ingen ville vika sig och följa med den andra. Men sedan löste vi twisten med list. Vi dansar Johan på snippen twist. Ja, först då vi var sned och var istället i varandra. Ingen ville vika sig och följa med den andra. Men sedan löste vi twisten med list. Johan på snippet twist. Först tittade folket med undran och skräck. De trodde nog säkert vi vette nyss. Men snart fanns det inte en enda fläck där inte något par dansar sjottis twist. Först då vi och led och vart istället i varandra. Och ingen ville vika sig och följa med den andra. Men sedan löste vi twisten med list. Vi dansar Johan på snippet twist. Ja, först då vi och led och vart istället i varandra. Ingen ville vika sig och följa med den andra. Men sedan löste vi twisten med list. Vi dansar Johan på snippen twist. Det finns inte en enda kär gammal låt som inte går att göra om till twist. Och nu när ni lärt er hur man bär sig åt så tar vi väl om vår refräng till sist. Ja, först tog vi och led och vart istället i varandra. Ingen ville vika sig och följa med den andra. Men sedan löste vi twisten med list.
Brett Damberg, Johan Pa Snip and Twist here on the Happy Station and La Estación de la Alegría. On the first show on March 12th, one of our guests of honor was none other than Bob Zanotti, who hosted Swiss Merry-Go-Round for many years on Swiss Radio International. Now, we didn't talk about it then because we just didn't have enough time, but some people are wondering, what is Bob up to today? Well, Bob is back. And Bob, what are you doing nowadays that you're kind of retired?
Hi, this is Bob Zanotti. Do you miss Swiss Radio International? If so, I invite you to visit my website, SwitzerlandInSound.com. Colorful and informative radio features about Switzerland, its destinations, interesting people, politics, culture, and even the two Bobs, SwitzerlandInSound.com, where English language radio from Switzerland lives on.
Switzerland in Sound, check it out. Website started by Bob Zanotti. That's www.SwitzerlandInSound.com. So thank you very much, Bob Zanotti. All right, now time to go for mail call. And as I mentioned in the show at 1 hour UTC, the horse that delivered the mail for so many years on the Happy Station has decided to come out of retirement after I bribed him with a few apples and oats for the rest of his life. It seems like this horse will just live forever. So let's go now to mail call. Okay, the first letter that we have here is from a listener in Cuba. Now, Glenn. All right, now the first letter that we have here is from Cuba. Now, during the first transmission of the show, Glenn Hauser, who hosts World of Radio right here on WRMI and on a number of radio stations, sent me an email saying that the signal was jammed. And sure enough, it was jammed from what I heard from another of other people, but it seemed to be in certain areas because a listener here who lives just outside of Havana, Cuba, sent me a letter with a reception report. And his name is Jorge Gonzalez. And he said that normally jamming is really bad, but he said in the area of Havana where he lives, there is no problem to listen. So thank you very much, Jorge. A listener here that tuned in on the internet is Sergei, whose last name I cannot pronounce. He lives in St. Petersburg, Russia. And he said that he had problems listening on the internet, and then all of a sudden it was okay. Could you please send me a QSL card? Well, since you listened to the first show, I will send you a QSL card, even though the QSL cards are only for people that send in snail mails and listen on shortwave, but I will make an exception for this. And we have another one here from David McAllister, who lives in Calgary, Alberta. And he tuned in at 1505 to 1555 UTC on 9955 kilohertz. Said the signal was pretty strong, and could you send me a QSL card? Well, don't worry, David. The QSL cards are on the way, as well as all the other people that sent in reception reports. Now, I should tell you right now that if you get a reception report that looks funny, only because it is hand... Well, I didn't draw it by hand, but the writing on the back for the address and everything is by hand for a very good reason. My printer blew up, and I mean literally blew up. I totally forgot that my printer is 110 volts because I hadn't used it in so many years. Plugged it in, and kapoom! So I went to one of my favorite local coffee shops and spent the evening writing the QSL cards all by hand, and the waitress in the restaurant said, "Wow, you're sending out so many postcards to people." And I said, actually, I don't even know these people. And she went, "Huh?" Yes, and she kind of looked at me very strange. She thought I was maybe some like international stalker or something. So there we go. Now, if you want to send us your reception report by snail mail, and that's to, number one, get the special Happy Station QSL card with the special Happy Station stamp on it, and also have a chance to enter the lucky draw to win two shortwave radios courtesy of Sanjen. And this is for those who send in snail mail. That's right, there's two brand new radios right here in the studio waiting for two lucky people to send in their reception reports to have a chance to win. The address is The Happy Station, attention Keith Perron, 8th floor, number 47, lane 31, section 1, Sanmin Road, Banqiao, Taipei, Taiwan, ROC 22070. I'll say that one more time. The Happy Station Show, attention, Keith Perron, and I'll spell my name for you, K-E-I-T-H P-E-R-R-O-N, 8th floor, number 47, lane, L-A-N-E, 31, section 1, Sanmin Road. I'll spell Sanmin for you. That's S-A-N like Norman, M like mother, I-N Road, Banqiao, that's B-A-N-C-I-A-O, Taipei, Taiwan, R-O-C, 22070. So send them in, because these radios want to have an owner. They're just dying to be taken out of the box and to be used, not just to listen to this show, but other shows on shortwave. All right, time for more music. We're now going to take a listen to Tom Meyer with a song that he recorded a number of years ago in the 1970s. Called Pick Yourself Up, here on Happy Station and La Estación de la Alegría.
Mm-hmm. Nothing's impossible, I have found. For when my chin is on the ground, I pick myself up, dust myself off, start all over again. Don't lose your confidence if you slip. Be grateful for a pleasant trip and pick yourself up, dust yourself up, start all over again. Work like a soul inspired till the battle of the day is won. You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a man, my son. Will you remember the famous men who had to fall to rise again? And pick yourself up, take a deep breath, start all over again. Nothing's impossible, I have found. For when my chin is on the ground, I pick myself up, dust myself off, start all over again. Don't lose your confidence if you slip. Be grateful for a pleasant trip and pick yourself up, dust yourself off, start all over again. Work like a soul inspired till the battle of the day is won. You may be sick and tired, but you'll be a man, my son. Will you remember the famous men who had to fall to rise again? And take a deep breath, pick yourself up, dust yourself up, start all over again.
Tom Meyer and Pick Yourself Up here on the Happy Station and La Estación de la Alegría. Now, when I was preparing this show, something strange happened. And it wasn't something I found out until after I recorded the following interview. There's a group from the United States called Up With People. Their website is www.upwithpeople.org. And many of you right now in the U.S. have probably heard of them. Well, they're coming to Taiwan for the very first time in the month of April. And I met somebody from the group. And I thought, well, this would be fun to have them on the show because their head office is in Denver and we're broadcasting to the U.S. so we can add a bit of a local feel just for one moment. So I did the interview at their office, which is only 5 minutes away from our studio, literally 5 minutes to walk there. And I sent an email to Tom saying, Tom, you know, have you heard of the group Up With People? I just did an interview with them. They're going to be on the show. Well, he replied back. He said, guess what? I interviewed them in Rotterdam for a show I did June 8, 1970. What a coincidence. So here's Up For People. We're going to take a listen to first a piece of music from their latest CD for their world tour for 2008-2009. It's called Aiko. And then I will be joined by Johan Vebrek, Renhor Wang, and their tour manager for Asia, Louis Petzold. Thank you.
Up With People started in 1965. It started when the United States was like in an age of renewal and, you know, the civil rights movement. And it started to bring people from all over the world together to speak the universal language of music, to create a common ground for different people. And from then on, it developed in a global education program that is what it is today.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of programs are you involved with?
Well, the program that is called Up With People nowadays brings young people from all over the world together to travel together for about 6 months. The group consists of about 100 people from around 20 different countries. They travel to 20 different cities for 6 months, and they do volunteer work in every city. They stay with local families. And at the end of each week, they perform in a big musical show that is the Up With People show.
So when you perform in various different countries, I was looking at your at some of your history. It showed performances in the former Soviet Union, in Eastern Europe, and in Latin America. Does that mean you also will engage local performers to join you if you're performing in that specific city or that specific country?
Well, we actually did that a couple of times before. In the show that is performed right now, that is not so much the case. We do perform local songs of the different cultures that we visit.
Do you perform them in the local language?
Yes. There are going to be one or two Taiwanese shows in this show performed in Taipei.
Let me ask you, can you explain to me some of the work that you're involved with when you travel to the various communities, you know, not just in the United States, but, of, you know, around the world?
In each city that we go to, we always focus on a community impact project because there are needs around the world in different countries and different communities. So, and we have the people to help them because there are a lot of worthy causes that don't have the people power to make what they want to do effective. So we send them people when we are there, and we help them fulfill their mission. Every community has a different need. We are there to help them fulfill their mission. For example, we've worked with inner city schools in Chicago. We've worked with slums in Manila. We've worked with hill tribes in Thailand. And we've worked with families in Mexico, and that's just some examples of the work that we do around the world.
Johan, let me get back to you. How did you get involved with Up With People?
Mm-hmm. When Up With People came to the school where I went to high school in Nijmegen in the Netherlands, they visited my classroom and they did a presentation. Three international students came to talk about Up With People, and I got interested in the program. So I went to their show and I applied, did an interview, and 3 weeks later I got accepted.
So this was not the kind, was this the kind of thing you were thinking about, well, maybe I should do this, maybe I shouldn't, or was it very, like, just snap of the fingers and off you went?
I had to think a little bit about this because it was going to be 6 months. Mm-hmm. In the end, it was really worth it. So I took the decision within, because the application doesn't really mean you have to travel, it just means that other people knows about you and they will give you more information. Mm-hmm. So I decided to actually do it, and it was totally worth it. Like 6 months later, I really think this was one of the best things I could have done with the 6 months.
Now, Up With People is going to be here in Taipei, Taiwan, and also sitting around the table right now is Luis, who is the tour manager. You're from Brazil. Is that almost a similar kind of story about how you got involved with Up With People?
Well, I got involved with Up With People because I was looking to leadership programs, and I thought that was a great opportunity to develop a lot of skills that the program offer while traveling the world, staying with host families, and meeting friends and having a good network all over the world. Mm-hmm. So that basically was the reason why I decided to travel in Up With People. And since then, I've been working with the organization, and each time more, we go to a different place, to different countries. A different country, I think, is always a great opportunity to learn so much about that culture, that country, the way they do business. And that happens all over the world. We do this in the United States, Europe, Mexico, Philippines, Thailand, now Taiwan. And we're so excited to bring the group for the first time to Taiwan. So they started the program in the United States. They come into Taiwan, they go to Mexico, and they finish in the United States again. Mm-hmm. So it's 6 months of world tour, and they will have the opportunity to compare different cultures, different opportunities, the way people live. They're going to have helped community service projects all over the world, and I think that's a great opportunity to bring up with people to Taiwan. People are they're responding so well to the program. They're getting very excited, especially the young people.
Your job is rather interesting because you always show up before the show happens. You're there just as the idea is coming out, and then you get everything ready, and then you travel to another location before, well, maybe everybody else is still in the last location that they were at. That must be quite interesting. I mean, you're there before everybody else. You're doing all the planning, but do you actually get to see the rewards of all the work that you may have put in before? Or is it just like a passing memory, or people come to you and say, Luis, that was a good job for doing that?
Well, that's actually a great question, because a lot of what we do is facilitating opportunities that we believe that would be very beneficial for the group when they come, but also beneficial for the community we're visiting. And sometimes we don't get to see the final result, but when we get feedback and people say that went great, it was such an opportunity that I will remember for the rest of my life, and it changed the way I see things, and we're so thankful for having up with people here. It actually reflects on us, because that's the time we're putting into it. But really, it's not about us. It's about the communities we visit and the experience the group while on the road, the experience they have. Because we say Up With People is a program that it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It lasts for 6 months, but those 6 months you really carry for your whole life, because you're doing help through community service, but you're actually learning about yourself. You're experiencing, you change yourself. And that is something that you carry for your whole life.
So how do you look for host families or volunteers in the local area that you're going to?
Well, in every city we go to, we already have sponsors, and we have local contacts. So through those, we find a lot of different organizations that we think are very beneficial in finding host families. We've worked with Rotary, also local organizations that we are working with. They help us find host families.
Mm-hmm. And if I could add something, I think also because of the history of Up With People, the 40 years that we've been around, the places we went to, the 3 million hours of community service we've done all over the world, the 450,000 host families they already hosted Up With People in many, many, many different countries around the globe. I think those are things that kind of help our job, because people see this is a worth it organization to support. And even still, it's the first time. And the first time always take a little longer because you spread in the world, but we're getting great answers. So we got all the host families already, we got all the community service projects we're working with, and now it's really setting up great activities for the group that will come.
How often does it happen that you will, I mean, you're located in Denver, Colorado, how often will it happen somebody will contact Denver and say, look, we'd like to have Up With People come to our community? Does that happen a lot, and is that a possible way of arranging for you to go to that specific area?
I would say the first thing, if somebody that listened to this interview think about bringing Up With People there, is look at our website, www.upwithpeople.org. There you have the context of everybody that work in the organization and our future tours, what we're going to be doing. And in a certain way, like for instance, in Taiwan, We're here because we had a long-time relationship with another organization called Sing Out. That was like a brother organization with Up With People since the beginning. And they decided to invite us here. We partnered with different foundations. So we have a Pai Young Education Foundation supporting us. We have different companies like the place where we are right now, Impressions. They are offering the office. We have companies in Taichung like Haiku. They're also supporting us with a visit. We have different government agencies all over Taiwan, different levels. So we have national, we have local, we have county. So in a certain way, it's really a pool of all the sources coming together. Sometimes we have one major sponsor, and sometimes we have a lot of different sponsors supporting. So each city, each country is very different, mm-hmm. depending on the goal that they're trying to reach and how they can also financially support us. Because Up With People is a nonprofit organization, but the way we operate, it's a big organization. So we need basically three ways of supporting. One is the students, they pay a tuition to travel. Number two, we have donors. So over 20,000 alumni, plus many people that believe in the mission of the organization, so they want to support. And we have corporate sponsors. So companies that are socially aware, they want to do corporate social responsibility, want to impact their community, and they see Up With People as a way to do that. So many times companies could approach us to do tours all over the world.
Viva la Gente, the Spanish version of the song, you can say, used by Up With People. Check out their website, www.upwithpeople.org. And you can find out more information about their world tour on that website as well. You're listening to The Happy Station Show, broadcasting to North America on 9955 kilohertz in the 31-meter band. A question that was asked to me just before we started with the March 12th edition is, why shortwave? Well, very simple reason. Number one, and I say it again, as you know, for listeners in North America, shortwave has severely been cut in that area with the likes of BBC World Service, Deutsche Welle, and some other international broadcasters. So I thought it would be nice to do the Happy Station Show, which started way back in 1970s, in 1927, which was effectively a shortwave light entertainment show, to bring it back, but to do it on shortwave. The thing that has always surprised me is the amount of people that still do listen to shortwave, but apparently the powers that be in certain radio stations don't really know this. Now, it's not hard to understand why, because I've met some managers of some international broadcasters, and they've never even listened to shortwave and don't even own a shortwave radio, but yet they're running shortwave stations. So go figure the connection with that one. Anyway, so wherever you may be listening, I hope reception is good. And like I said, if you send in the reception reports, you will get a QSL card. Now, just in case you didn't have time to write down the address that I gave earlier, you can email me and I will forward it to you. And the email again is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And for those that send in snail mail reception reports, you will be entered into a lucky draw to win one of two shortwave radios courtesy of Sanjen. Next thing that I want to talk about is coming up in the next few months. I will announce a date later on, but we will also introduce the Spanish version of the show, La Estación de la Alegría. So you will be able to go back and forth. One week you can listen to the English version, and the next week you can listen to the Spanish version of the show. So I will announce that much later on. So anyway, that's what's coming up. Time now for more music. Ahora en canción para todos nuestros amigos que vivir a la América Latina. Como tú sabes, la cantante americana Vicky Carr se canta en inglés y también español y portugués. Pero she is more popular in Latin America than she is in the United States. In the U.S., she had songs like, what was it? It Must Be Him is the one that I'm thinking of right now. Pero en Latin America se canta mucho canción en español. La canción que escucha a ese momento se llama Más Que Nada. Es una canción escribe, yo creo, para Sergio Méndez de Brasil, pero se canta en español. Ahora, Vicky Carr con la canción Más Que Nada aquí con la Estación de la Alegría.
Contigo solamente yo quiero bailar esta samba que está animada. Lo que quiero es bailar. La samba me enloquece y me hace vibrar. Y bailándola contigo no puedo ya pensar. Más que nada, contigo solamente quiero bailar esta samba que está animada. Lo que quiero es bailar. Oh, oh. Solamente yo quiero bailar esta samba que está animada. Lo que quiero es bailar. La samba me enloquece y me hace vibrar. Y bailándola contigo no puedo ya pensar. Hold me, hold me. It's heaven, ooh, it's heaven when you hold me. I want you night and day. Ooh, yes, I want you here to stay. Ah! Oh, ay-ay-yo, pow, pow, pow. Oh, ay-ay-yo, ow, ow, ow.
Vicky Carr and a song made popular by Sergio Mendes called Más Que Nada. Now, we only have a few minutes before I have to leave you. First thing, next week at this time, you'll be able to catch a rebroadcast of this program on 9955 kilohertz in the 31-meter band or on the web stream at www.wrmi.net. Next thing, I talked about it during the first show on March 12th. There is now a Facebook Happy Station fan page. So if you're already signed up to Facebook, just do a search for the new Happy Station show and sign up to find out developments about what's going to be coming up on future shows. And if you have any memorabilia from past shows, from as far back as the 1950s, if you want to take a picture of it or if you want to scan a QSO card, you are more than welcome to upload it. I want to say hello to some of the people that have joined in just the last little while. Of course, I can't mention everybody. First, Rob Costain in Canada. Jeremy McCarthy, also in Canada. Romilly Paul, also in Canada. Tomas Mendez in Spain. Noble West in Knoxville, Tennessee. Marcelo Filippo in Argentina. Thomas Wagner in Germany, Dave Brooks in Bristol, UK, and Antonio Gomez in Portugal. So come and join the Happy Station Facebook page, and you can communicate with all the other listeners. So I am running out of time, but I'll be back in 2 weeks' time for a new show at 1 hour UTC, and then again another show at 15 hours UTC. So until next time, friends, so long, auf Wiedersehen, au revoir, adios amigos, and sayonara.
This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kHz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC. This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kHz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.